From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Monster is the new film about Eileen Wuornos, a Florida prostitute who admitted to killing six of her male customers in 1989 and 90. Wuornos spent more than a decade on death row before being executed in October of 2002. In Monster, she's played by Charlize Theron, a striking blonde best known for her roles in The Devil's Advocate and Cider House Rules. Critics have hailed Theron's transformation into a hard-edged serial killer, and the American Film Institute has named Monster one of the top 10 films of 2003. David Darcy reports.
Monster opens on the highway where Eileen Wuornos picked up her customers. She's homeless and suicidal, but then she meets the character Selby Wall, played by Christina Ricci, who finds her attractive.
Are you a prostitute?
Yeah? Why, man?
I don't know. People, like, pay to be with you. It's wild. Men must just line up to be with a girl like you.
I guess. I don't know. Not really, you know?
Yeah, right. What do you do to them?
All kinds of things, you know, whatever they want.
How do you know what they want?
Well, they ain't shy to tell you.
The story of a woman avenging abuse by men has been made into TV movies, true crime books, an opera, and two documentaries. The latest of those, Eileen Wuornos, The Life and Death of a Serial Killer by Nick Broomfield, shows her last interview on death row.
You sabotaged my ass, society, and the cops, and the system. A raped woman got executed and was used for books and movies and shit, ladder climbs, re-election, everything else. I got a big finger in all your faces. Thanks a lot.
Women martyrs aren't always marketable, but the writer and director of Monster, Patty Jenkins, says there's a niche exploitation market for almost any film about serial killers. Even before Wuornos was arrested, the local police and the girlfriend who got her to confess were already making movie deals.
I had thought a few times of how her story lent itself to a character piece, but it wasn't the, you know, main project I was going to do until I met my producing partner, and he just mentioned that somebody had made the movie about Ted Bundy and that people were making these serial killer films. And I just offhandedly mentioned to him, oh, I've always thought and been surprised that no one made a great film about Eileen Wuornos. He said, well, you should really think about it because there's not a lot of money in independent film right now, but people are making money off of these serial killer films.
Jenkins was after something more. So was Charlize Theron, who admired the way Dustin Hoffman transformed himself into a street hustler in Midnight Cowboy in 1968. These, she said, are roles men usually get.
I think that writers sometimes don't think that audiences like watching female conflicted characters. The only one I can think of offhand was Jodie Foster in The Accused, where I think she played a very flawed character, but it doesn't really happen very often for women. It tends to be the guys who get the good, conflicted, exciting, real parts.
Monster, which Theron co-produced, cost $5 million, less than a tenth of the normal Hollywood budget. To play Wuornos, she gained weight and learned to walk like someone in fear and constant pain. But like most acting, Theron says, the real work was inside.
It wasn't that I had to gain a certain amount of weight. It wasn't like Patty came to me and said, you know, you should really gain 30 pounds. Everything that happened to this character physically happened from the research that we just did on an emotional level. And from doing research and knowing that she had a child when she was 13, obviously she's homeless and she's getting her meals from wherever she can. And she also wrote in a letter, actually, that even though she was a prostitute and she would do almost anything, the one thing she never did was take her shirt off. So it was just obvious to me that I had to get myself to feel like that character who's in a gas station bathroom washing herself and looking at herself in the mirror and not necessarily feeling that great about herself.
Director Patty Jenkins says this wasn't a role for just any ambitious starlet.
If you have a woman who is vain at all or self-conscious at all or reactive at all to the idea of being ugly, they will always keep a wall between them and that character. Because to become that character and to love that character and to try to be beautiful within that character would somehow get a little too close to themselves. And if they're vain, they're not going to be capable of doing it.
Charlize Theron's empathy for the role may come from her own biography. When she was a teenager in her native South Africa, Theron was attacked and nearly raped by her father. Her mother shot and killed him in the act. She was tried and acquitted. Charlize Theron would not discuss the incident or how it may have affected her performance as Warnos.
I really don't want to talk about that right now. It's something that's personal, and it has happened a long time ago, so it doesn't really have anything to do with this film.
Critics are now calling that performance extraordinary. One critic who mattered to Theron and director Patty Jenkins is Al Bulling, owner of The Last Resort, a biker bar in Port Orange, Florida. Warnos sometimes slept in an old car seat in a back room. Police arrested her there in 1991. The arrest scene in Monster was shot at The Last Resort, with Bulling behind the bar.
Matter of fact, watching the movies there for a while, I had to remember it was Charlize and not Eileen.
But even Al Bulling, whose bar displays the sign Ice Cold Beer and Killer Women, thinks Warnos was misunderstood.
She just wanted to fit in someplace, because all her life she never fit in, and she was accepted here.
Monster does not make Eileen Warnos an aggrieved angel. It shows her robbing her customers and killing one man who wasn't trying to buy sex. Charlize Theron never met Warnos, but before shooting Monster, she studied the two documentaries by Nick Broomfield, Eileen Warnos, The Selling of a Serial Killer, and Eileen Warnos, The Life and Death of a Serial Killer, which is being released next week. Nick Broomfield says anyone judging Warnos should look at her childhood and recognize that the woman who insisted she wanted to die was insane.
With each thing that went wrong with her, whether it was the abusive grandfather, the incestuous relationship she had with her brother, the baby that was adopted out, the community who allowed her to live in the woods like a kind of animal, she just became more and more defiant, more and more angry, more and more violent. And I think by the time the murders happened, she couldn't really differentiate between somebody who was mildly disagreeing with her and somebody who was threatening her life.
The state of Florida says its psychological tests indicated Warnos was sane. Charlize Theron thinks Warnos knew what she was doing, just applying a grim logic to a lifetime of horrifying circumstances.
I think most of her life she'd been kicked so many times that she had become almost a stray dog. And the way that when even somebody was reaching their hand out to give her love, she was kind of untrusting of that. And I think that she knew the reality of her situation. I think she knew that she was on death row, especially about 3 years into it when she realized the reality and that she was going to be there. I think that she had lived such a hard life that many times she said, this world is a wicked place, and so I don't mind leaving it.
Charlize Theron is widely expected to be nominated and awarded an Oscar for her portrayal of Eileen Warnos. Just 6 months ago, every major distributor had turned down the chance to put Monster in theaters. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.